Thank you very much, Chair, and a very good morning to you all. I'd like to begin by thanking you and your team for the work during the intersessional period on analysing the text as you strove to enhance the clarity of certain articles. We wish to react to certain comments made yesterday. I'll go through them in order. With regard to PP1, we would like to express our support for the Chair's presentation, but as some delegations have pointed out, in light of Egypt's proposal, the Mexican proposal of adding PP2 bis would be a good way of encompassing Egypt's position. So we would like to express our support for the Mexican proposal to introduce a new PP2 bis. And I see that that has been recorded. Now, with regard to PP2, we would like to express our support for the most recent proposal made by Mexico yesterday, which includes Panama's, Mexico's, and the UK's proposal, but using the Mexican wording. With regard to PP3, we would also like to express our support for Panama's proposal of internationally agreed being included. And with regard to PP4, we would also like to express our support for the more inclusive wording of all persons rather than men and women. I'd now like to move on to PP7. With regard to Cuba's proposal, which garnered other delegation support for changing business enterprises into transnational corporations, we would like to echo what Mexico said yesterday. I think we also can support the idea that this is a broader discussion which we will come up against at a later date. Nevertheless, this is a more general paragraph, so we believe that without prejudice to subsequent discussions that we have on the scope of the instrument, we believe that it would be more appropriate to keep a more general wording for this paragraph. I would now like to move on to PP9. We would like to support the Panamanian proposal to include a reference to the need for child-sensitive procedures. And when it comes to PP10, we would also like to support the Panamanian proposal to delete internationally recognized, the words internationally recognized. Moving on now to PP12. I don't know if I'm going too fast or not, but here we'd like to support Panama's proposal to delete the words internationally recognized. We also support Panama's comment from yesterday about retaining the word responsibility. This applies to PP12, but also PPs 16 and 19. This is because we share the view that states have obligations under international law, essentially. With regard now to PP14. I hope that the Secretariat has been able to record all of that. But when it comes to PP14, we'd like to support the Bolivian proposal to include peasants and other persons working in rural areas. And we'd also like to express our support for the British proposal for a PP14 TER. I'd now like to turn to PP15. We would like to express our support for the Panamanian and Mexican proposals about the importance of including the concept of age responsive, inclusive, and gender responsive. We're in your hands, Chair, for finding wording which will encompass these concepts. So these are all the comments.